This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A new 3% withholding tax on government payments for goods and services has the potential to erode funds for conservation purposes, have negative impacts on rural health care availability, and create serious cash flow challenges for farmers and ranchers, according to a statement by the American Farm Bureau Federation. In a statement submitted this week to the House Small Business Subcommittee on Contracting and Workforce regarding 3% withholding tax, AFBF said it would oppose the new withholding tax slated to begin in 2013. The organization is supporting legislation, House Resolution 674, introduced by Representatives Wally Herger of California and Ira Blumenauer of Oregon, to repeal the withholding requirement. AFBF says this has the potential to create cash flow problems for farmers and ranchers because inputs like seeds and fertilizer are often purchased months before a commodity is sold and income is received. Reducing farm revenue by 3% of government safety net payments will make it harder for farmers to purchase the supplies they need to plant and grow a crop, to pay farm workers, and to maintain farm buildings and equipment. The withholding tax also has the potential to reduce the effectiveness of Agriculture Department programs that are designed to protect and improve the environment. For example, if a farmer or rancher were to receive an $11,000 payment for protecting streams or rivers under the Conservation Reserve Program, $330 would be withheld and be unavailable for the conservation effort. In addition to CRP, the withholding requirement would also influence the Conservation Stewardship Program and the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. AFBF also is concerned that the withholding tax will impact the availability and affordability of health care in rural America. Only about 10% of physicians practice in rural America, and there are far fewer specialists, despite the fact that nearly one-fourth of the population lives in rural areas. Because of the aging of rural Americans, Medicare serves 23% of the rural population compared to 20% of the population in urban areas, according to the National Rural Health Association. Consequently, withholding 3% of Medicare payments will make it harder to maintain rural health facilities and more difficult to attract doctors to rural areas. After learning firsthand from state farm bureaus about recent flooding devastation in the southern United States, the American Farm Bureau Federation now estimates that nearly 3.6 million acres of farmland has been impacted by the natural disaster. On a Farm Bureau nationwide call last week, states also reported an estimated 40% of this year's rice crop has been affected. Arkansas topped the list with 1 million acres affected, including 300,000 acres of rice and 120,000 acres of wheat. Illinois was estimated to have 500,000 acres of farmland underwater, with Mississippi and Missouri coming in at 600,000 and 570,000 acres, respectively. Tennessee reported 650,000 acres, and Louisiana was pegged at 280,000 acres. The American Farm Bureau Federation supports legislation introduced in the House and Senate to reinstate and make permanent 5-year depreciation for farm business machinery and equipment. In a letter sent Friday to members of the House, AFBF said it supports House Resolution 1747, introduced by Representatives Wally Herger of California and Ron Kind of Wisconsin. In a letter Friday to members of the Senate, AFBF said it backs the companion bill S-700, introduced by Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, along with Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, and Pat Roberts of Kansas. In the letters, AFBF President Bob Stallman wrote, "Agriculture is an equipment-intensive industry with nearly $130 billion of stock equipment in use during any given year. The share of farm assets attributable to machinery and farm use motor vehicles makes up 6% of total assets owned by farmers and ranchers." USDA Farm Service Agency surveys show that on average, farmers and ranchers finance business equipment and machinery for 5 years. Aligning depreciation and debt service increases farm income by $850 million in a typical year, helps farmers and ranchers cover debt service, and facilitates the replacement of worn-out machinery. The Agriculture Department unveiled its replacement for the food pyramid on Thursday and is calling the new icon a monumental effort to improve America's health. The new design is a plate-shaped symbol divided into wedges for the basic food groups and half-filled with fruits and vegetables. Robert Post, Deputy Director of the USDA Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion, said a new icon is needed because the pyramid really does not capture the public's attention anymore. Dairy goats are catching on in Wisconsin, California, Vermont, and other states thanks to growing demand for goat cheese. According to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the number of dairy goats nationwide has grown from 335,000 in 2007 to 360,000 in 2011. The growth is driven by increases in goat cheese production. Last year, fresh goat cheese was the largest category in the American Cheese Society's annual competition. The continuing heavy rain all across Michigan this spring has most farmers way behind on planting and other work. Michigan's corn crop is 65 to 70% planted, considerably lower than the 84% planted by this time last year. Even more telling is that last year at this time, 60% of Michigan's corn crop had poked through the soil surface. But as of this past Monday, only 20% of this year's corn crop had emerged. Other states are also behind, including Iowa and Illinois, although they have made significant progress on planting in the past couple of weeks. Ohio farmers, however, even lag behind Michigan with only 11% of their crop planted as of Monday. Indiana farmers are also far behind compared to both last year and their five-year average of planting progress. Increased dietary protein at breakfast may reduce cravings and alter the neural activity in brain regions associated with food motivation, according to a University of Missouri study published in Obesity. This is the latest study in a growing body of evidence that high-protein meals promote weight loss. In this study, 10 overweight teenage girls were examined. Participants were provided with, in randomized order, normal protein or higher protein breakfast meals to consume at home for 6 days. Researchers found that the addition of breakfast led to alterations in brain activation in regions previously associated with food motivation and reward with additional alterations following the higher protein breakfast. According to a Renewable Fuels Association analysis, the average American family traveling this past Memorial Day weekend saved more than $31 at the pump because ethanol is holding down gasoline prices. Aggregate gasoline savings due to ethanol this past weekend will be $440 million based on AAA estimates of average trip length. A recent Center for Agricultural and Rural Development study by economists at Iowa State University and the University of Wisconsin found that increased ethanol use kept wholesale gasoline prices 89 cents per gallon lower than they would have been otherwise in 2010. For the Memorial Day weekend, RFA assumed, based on the results of the CARD study, that each gallon of gasoline purchased would have been 89 cents per gallon more expensive without ethanol. Stroke is the third leading cause of death in the United States, and this catastrophic event can strike without warning. In fact, 4 out of 5 people who have had a stroke showed no apparent warning signs prior to their attack. But strokes can be stopped in their tracks. On Friday, June 24th, at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau building, located at 220 North Broad in Carlinville, there will be a Lifeline screening preventative health event to scan for the risk of stroke and other vascular conditions. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.